Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. One day in Vrindavana, Prabhupada's servant Shruti Kirti heard him yelling from his room on the roof. Running into the room, Shruti Kirti was greeted by a shout from Prabhupada, "Rascals!" Prabhupada picked up a block of clay on his desk and threw it at the doorway. "What's the matter? The monkey has stolen my shoes," said Srila Prabhupada, and he got up and went out the door. "Get some pera and my cane," said Prabhupada. Shruti Kirti went off and returned with the cane and a piece of sweet. Well, Srila Prabhupada found the monkey, who was keeping just out of reach on the small concrete roof above Prabhupada's room. With his cane in hand, Prabhupada jumped and tried striking the monkey, but it kept out of reach, scampering back and forth and waving the slipper in provocation. "These monkeys are such rascals," said Prabhupada, appearing serious and intent. Knowing well the monkey's game, Prabhupada asked his servant to extend the sweet as a trade for the slipper. As soon as the sweet was offered, the monkey came forward and extended the slipper. He came closer and closer, but then snatched the sweet and kept the slipper. Three times they tried the same thing, and the monkey cheated and won each time. Triumphantly, the monkey sat back out of reach, growling and making grinning faces. Finally, he placed the slipper in his mouth and began chewing. Prabhupada had been keenly involved in trying to get the slipper back, but now he said, "He's ruined the shoe." The monkey had ripped out the heel and the inner sole stuffing. Prabhupada went back to his room, and after trying a few more moves, his servant also walked away. The monkey then dropped the shoe and ran off. Later, a devotee climbed on the roof and brought Prabhupada the chewed slipper. Prabhupada decided to keep it and use it even though it was ripped and teeth marks were visible. He continued to wear it for a year after the incident. The devotees asked Prabhupada if it were true that the present day monkeys in Vrindavana were very special, were sages from past lives who had fallen down from spiritual life and would be liberated in their next life. Prabhupada said, "Yes. Although the monkeys are mischievous and steal food," he said, "still in Goloka Vrindavana, Krishna allows them to take butter and he himself distributes it. Exactly who this monkey was or what was his relationship with Prabhupada, no one could say for sure. The only thing certain was that Prabhupada considered him a mischievous rascal and that this incident took place in inconceivable Vrindavana Dhamma. Thank you. Hare Krishna."